Okay, I'd like to open this town board meeting of the Moapa Town Advisory Board for December 10th, 2024. Present is local Egan.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Callie Wade.
Michael Abbott.
And Elmer from Parks and Rec and...
Sergeant Doty
and...
Mark Jensen.
Raymond Thompson.
Thank you all for coming. Let's see if we could have the Pledge of Allegiance. Mike?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item is public comments for items that are on the agenda, but we don't have any items on the agenda, so we're just going to bypass that. The next item is the approval of the minutes, and I'd like to make a clarification on the budget request before we approve. On the parks, number one says walking path with exercise station and benches. What we would like is exercise station and benches along the existing walkway. We don't want a new walkway. We want just the exercise station and benches so that people could sit if they would like. And on the sand volleyball, it's instead of Simplot, we would just like, if they need the funding, to try to ask a local business to get that. And those are the only two clarifications that I had. Did anybody have any other comments or changes on the agenda?
So I move to approve the minutes with those clarifications.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And the next item is the approval of the agenda. And I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All approved? We have no informational items, no planning and zoning, no general business. This is a section on the comments. If you're going to make comments, which I know Mark would like to make, if you could come up, you state your full name and address, and as close as possible, limited to the 3 minutes. We don't, if it goes over, we're not, oh, off with your head type people. So,
glad to hear that.
Yeah. And they would like you to spell your, if you could come up and also just spell your last name for the record so they can get it right when they do the recordings.
Okay, am I close enough?
You're close enough. Just, there's the, that's, all she right. Just needs to pick you up on that.
Okay, again, my name is Mark, or Marcus Jensen. I live at 5409 North Moapa Valley Boulevard in Logandale. I found out recently I am associated with the Moapa Township because I own property that I think I've been told is in the Moapa Township. So,
which is curious. Is that the one?
It's down along the river, just downstream of the Lewis Ranch.
Okay,
According to the map I saw, it's a bit updated, but it indicates that one of my pieces of property is in Moapa Township.
Okay.
I'm a part of you now.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to Moapa.
Thank you. Well, for 3 years, I've been tracking a proposed project to be built in our community that has the potential to greatly change the characteristics of both our community and our environment. Much like the coal-fired power plant that was built by Nevada Power in the 1960s, this project will introduce an array of impacts, some of which will be good impacts, but some will be potentially bad impacts, and the degree to which these impacts will be felt are dependent on where you live in the community and the perspectives and interests of each person or family. I dare to predict, though, that most of you will be astonished by the scale of this project and its prominent effect on our quality of life and sense of home. As I circulate in the community, I find that very few people know much about it. The project is both a mine and an industrial processing facility. The mine will totally obliterate by blasting and surface excavation the prominent limestone ridge at the intersection of Interstate 15 and Nevada Highway 169. So as you're going towards Mesquite, the exit 93 going to Loganville, Overton, it's that prominent ridge right there in that corner. The industrial plant will involve the construction of a very large cement processing facility with crushers, conveyors, one or more kilns, storage silos, railroad sidings, and loading facilities to be located on what used to be the Lewis Ranch property, but the proponent has since purchased 385 acres.
Have they actually purchased it?
Pardon?
Have they actually purchased it?
Yes. It's recorded on the county records as having closed.
Because I had heard last spring it was like, well, we're going to wait to see if we get permits before we purchase.
As of November 8th, I understand the property closed.
Okay.
Unless you've been to a large limestone quarry and a cement processing facility, you may have no idea what these facilities could look like. A good comparison would be the mine and the industrial plant that you see as you go towards Las Vegas. At Apex, just past the Love's Travel Stop on the right-hand side, it's the Loist Limestone Mine and Lime Processing Facility. It's a very large facility. Since September, I've been inviting any interested persons in our community, living anywhere from Warm Springs in the north all the way down to Overton in the south, to attend informational meetings, to see a presentation and participate in an honest discussion about the project. My presentation includes much of what I've learned over the past 3 years, talking to the project proponent, reviewing the files of the Bureau of Land Management, and talking with representatives of Clark County government. I show photos of the proposed mine location and maps of the facility location. I show many photos of similar cement quarries and facilities. I feel compelled to hold these meetings because for 3 years the proponent and government representatives have not wanted to come forward to share the information they have. They have wanted to wait until they are forced by laws and regulations to hold public meetings and thereby reduce the time for expression of opposition and minimize understanding of the project until it's too late to do anything about it. I've made no secret of my concerns about the project, but my presentations are intended to be factual and honest. I don't begrudge anyone who comes to express support for the project. I can understand why people might do that. But if people want to understand what it is they're supporting, I think they should know exactly what it is that will be coming to this community if in fact it happens. If you're not sure whether this project will be good or bad for you or for the community on the whole, please get informed. I have with me tonight some maps and fact sheets that I'm happy to distribute. I have plenty. I think there's four there.
Thank you.
That's a map showing the mine location and the proposed processing facility location. I think there's enough there.
Thank you.
And I'll share with the back of the room when I get done here. Is there an extra?
That's next.
Thank you. We actually had a meeting in this building last week.
Is this the one you emailed me?
Sorry?
Is this what you emailed me?
Yes, I
okay,
think it
I've
is.
Okay, I printed that out.
Okay, good. Okay. So we had a meeting last week here in this building. We had about 10 people show up and get acquainted with the project. And I was trying to schedule another meeting in the Moapa area for people who missed yet last week's meeting. But now I'm being told that this building is not available for community meetings, which surprises and confuses me. So until I can find another location, hopefully here in Moapa, so that it's not too much travel for the Moapa residents, I don't know yet when the next meeting will be.
Can you use the community center where we had the town hall?
Well,
Wait, I'm confused.
Yes, me too.
This is the court.
You had it here.
In the waiting room across the hall.
Yeah. And you contacted somebody to have it here, and they allowed you to do that?
Yes.
But they are not going to allow you to do that in the future.
That's what they've told
the
us.
The reason is there's nobody here to open the building.
Okay. No,
I mean,
thank you for clarification.
The court personnel is not here. That's why I'm wondering, is the rec center available for meetings?
It is, but it's a rental. It's not like it's
a community space that you could use at any point in time.
The area where the ribbon cutting was held the other day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And like at the moment, we don't do tables and chairs. We are getting floor covers, but like if you wanted to hold a meeting on the bleachers, I don't see why that would be a problem. It would just have to be
paid for at the rental fee.
Do you know what the rental fee is?
It's $100 for 3 hours. It's like the minimum.
It's pretty steep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you can contact us. I'll run it up the chain and see what they say.
At the park.
Okay.
Outdoor meeting?
Okay, so I've got a sheet. I can get your contact info if you are interested in the future meeting. Put your name down and I'll contact you and let you know when the next meeting is.
You have mine already, right?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. All right, that's the end of my comments.
Can I ask you
sure.
a couple of questions?
Yes.
Do you know when the BLM and the county are going to have their meetings? Have you heard?
I ask periodically. What I was last told 2 weeks ago is that it will be 6 months or so until they have completed their study, their review of the studies that the proponent has submitted. These are studies of wildlife, geology, all sorts of things. And once that's done, then they will publish a notice in the Federal Register and invite community members to a public scoping meeting.
Where did you get this map from and all of the actual, like, initial
I made that
things?
Map. I just copied it from Google, from a county map that's available,
uh-huh.
and I put all of the notations on it.
So how do you know that these are correct?
The proponent has published a 238-page plan for mm-hmm. their mine.
Okay.
So and I have been communicating with the proponent enough to know what they're planning. So the ovals, the red ovals showing the limestone mining, those are from their written plan that
mm-hmm.
they submitted to the BLM, and which they would only give me when I made a Freedom of Information Act request.
So you have a copy of that?
I do have a copy
that
of
you
it,
can
and
share.
I'd be glad to share it with
Great.
Anybody.
Yeah.
And then the yellow box
is
was,
the property.
Is for the facility to process the stone and turn it into cement.
Okay.
And that's approximately 400 acres.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good question.
And all the mining's on the BLM property, right?
Correct. So mm-hmm. you've got the public lands for the mine, private property for the cement processing.
Mm-hmm.
So it involves both federal government
yeah.
and county government.
Does your house actually overlook the Lewis Ranch?
Well,
or just your
I
property?
Can see parts of it.
Okay.
The proposed cement facility is 450 feet tall. It's taller than the Weiser Ridge at the narrows
mm-hmm.
where the Muddy River
okay.
goes through. So I'll be able to see it from my house.
That's what I wondered. Is that
yeah.
And they own on both sides of the river.
Yes, there's property on both sides of the river because they're going to have to construct a railroad siding across the river on a trestle to get to the cement plant, which is on the north side of the river.
If you could send that 200-page document out, that would be great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can send you a digital copy.
Yeah, a digital copy, please.
I'll email it to you.
Okay. Do you mind? I can, well, if you could.
Yeah,
get on the list.
Give me your email addresses, and I'll send you a copy.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes?
I don't think I put my email at either meeting. I can give you that now.
Slide it down this way when you're done. Thank you.
Super. Thank you very much.
Any questions from the audience?
Yeah. I also want to say I really appreciate how calm, collect, and
yes,
non-radical. You know, you just present your facts very well, and there's, like you said, you seem to accept somebody disagrees with you. But I appreciate that.
I honestly can see both sides. I think I can see
yeah.
both sides of the issue. There are good reasons to have this facility come here. It'll mean some jobs.
Yeah.
They'll probably introduce some community funds to do things. I don't know how much.
Hopefully.
I've heard rumors of things, but I don't
yeah.
have personally heard any of it directly.
Yeah. Is it in writing?
No. yeah. And, you know, maybe that's good.
Yeah.
But I really think it's going to introduce an industrial aspect to our community. And if that's something you're concerned about, you really need to learn about
yeah.
this project.
How much property do you own on the other side?
It's over 100 acres.
Okay.
Several parcels.
But yeah, that like, I
Any
do appreciate
limestone on your property?
well, I'm sure there is some, but I think it's mixed with other types of sand and rock. So I could do a good sand and gravel pit, but I don't think I can do a limestone processing facility.
But yeah, that's very much appreciated, the way you present things.
Thank you.
Agreed.
I appreciate
you. Yeah, some people at the first meeting couldn't tell which side you were.
Well, that's my objective. I'm making no secret of the fact that I have serious concerns
sure.
and would rather the project didn't come because being so close to the facility and the mine, it will have big impacts on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you live there full time on
yes,
your property?
I do.
Okay.
Retired here, plan to die here.
Okay,
that's good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Do we have any other public comment?
I'd like to say something. I know that we are losing, I guess is the word, losing two of our town board members from the last couple years. And I just want to say how much I appreciate their questions and insights on a lot of the issues that we have seen, and let them know that they will be missed.
You will be missed.
So, like, keep reaching out. Like, let us know your feelings on things.
Yeah.
Well, from all my years of doing this, just it's important to remember we're here for the community, not what we want, right? We're here to listen to what our many, many people who come here every time have to say and keep an open mind. Always have an open mind to listen to both sides.
Yeah.
One way is not always the right way.
Yeah.
It's important to hear both sides, be objective, listen.
Were you at the meeting, the town hall meeting?
I did not make it. My flag football takes over this time.
Because the commissioner is looking for insight into what people want.
Oh, the commissioner and I have
I just didn't know, you know.
A good working relationship. That's what you want to say.
She did say she was going to send out or have her staff send out an email on kind of a map overlay and what they're looking for. But I thought Transform Clark County took care of that, but apparently not.
Not around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, does anybody else have anything? Okay, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting is probably scheduled the 14th. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, y'all.
Adjournment is 7:17.